Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. You know, today we're going to be looking at something kind of different.
Ooh.
Yeah, instead of like a huge research paper and a dense book, we're diving into just the introduction to a book called The Cholesterol Myth.
Interesting.
It's a Dutch book, and it's got a pretty provocative premise, but what I thought was really fascinating was how the authors decided to like sprinkle the intro with all these little snippets and quotes from experts. They feature throughout the book.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost like they're giving you like a sneak peek of the arguments and evidence to come.
Yeah, like a movie trailer.
Yeah.
For a scientific debate.
Exactly.
It definitely piques your curiosity.
For sure.
And the central theme, as you may have guessed from the title, is quite radical.
Yeah.
It questions the entire foundation of how we view cholesterol.
So for years, we've been told that high cholesterol is like public enemy number one.
Right.
When it comes to heart disease. And we need to lower it through diet, medication, or both.
Yep.
But this book is suggesting that we might have it all wrong.
That's the core argument they're putting forward.
Right.
They suggest that cholesterol may not be the villain we've made it out to be.
Huh.
In fact, they propose it might be a positive, even a healing substance naturally produced by our bodies.
Wow. Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit.
Sure.
If cholesterol isn't the culprit, then what is driving these high rates of heart disease that we see globally?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And according to the World Health Organization, heart disease accounts for a third of all deaths worldwide.
That's huge.
It's a staggering number.
Yeah.
So this book dives into alternative causes.
Okay.
It critiques the current approach to heart disease
and
even suggests that it might be based on outdated science.
Oh,
potentially even deliberate misinformation.
Deliberate misinformation.
Yeah.
Now, that's a strong claim.
It is.
It makes you wonder who benefits from perpetuating this so-called cholesterol myth.
That's a question the book tackles head on.
Okay.
One of the things they raise is the immense power and influence of the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh, here we go.
Especially when it comes to the development and sale of cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Big pharma.
We're talking about a multi-billion-dollar industry.
So are they implying that big pharma might have a vested interest in keeping us focused on cholesterol, even if it's not the primary cause of heart disease?
You know, it's not about pointing fingers or making accusations,
right,
but the book does encourage critical thinking.
Okay.
They raise the question of whether this focus on cholesterol-lowering medications might be overshadowing other potential causes and treatments.
Interesting.
And they also touch upon the potential side effects of some of these drugs, which adds another layer of complexity to the discussion.
It's getting pretty intense.
Yeah.
But what I appreciate is that the book doesn't just leave you feeling helpless or confused. It emphasizes the power we have as individuals to take control of our own heart health.
Absolutely. And they make a bold statement.
What's that?
80% of heart disease cases are preventable.
80%.
They highlight the importance of lifestyle changes as the most effective way to prevent heart disease.
Okay.
Even suggesting that these changes are more impactful than just focusing on lowering cholesterol.
So instead of obsessing over numbers on a blood test, what are some of the key takeaways they offer in terms of lifestyle changes?
Well, they delve into that much deeper in later chapters,
right,
but just from these little teasers in the introduction, they touch on things like the importance of a balanced diet, reducing stress, getting enough sleep.
Those all make sense.
And incorporating regular physical activity.
Yeah.
They seem to be advocating for a holistic approach to heart health, considering all aspects of well-being.
It sounds like they're really challenging the conventional narrative.
They are.
And encouraging us to take a more proactive role in our health.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that they provide a platform for scientists and medical professionals who have been challenging the dominant cholesterol narrative for years.
Really?
Often these dissenting voices have faced resistance.
Oh, yeah.
Their research dismissed, their concerns ignored.
That reminds me of Ignaz Semmelweis.
Oh, yeah.
The doctor who was ridiculed for suggesting hand washing.
Of course.
It's like sometimes groundbreaking ideas, especially in medicine, are met with resistance.
All right.
It's history repeating itself.
It's a powerful analogy. Yeah. And this book aims to give these dissenting voices a chance to be heard.
Okay.
To share their research and to present a different perspective on heart health.
So this deep dive has given us a glimpse into the fascinating and thought-provoking introduction of the cholesterol myth.
Yeah.
We've only just scratched the surface.
Right.
But it's clear that this book is challenging conventional wisdom.
Definitely.
And presenting a new way of thinking about heart health.
Absolutely. And remember, we've only explored the introduction.
Yeah.
This book, with its 17 chapters, promises to take a deep dive into scientific research.
Wow.
Expert opinions and potential solutions for heart disease.
It definitely leaves you wanting to know more.
It does.
If this sneak peek has intrigued you, I'd encourage you to seek out The Cholesterol Myth and delve deeper into this complex and crucial topic.
For sure.
But for now, we'll leave you with this thought. If the conventional view of cholesterol is flawed,
yeah,
what does that mean for our understanding of heart health,
right,
and how we approach prevention and treatment?
That's a question worth pondering.
It is.
We'll continue this discussion in our next episode, where we'll explore the book's deeper arguments and evidence.
Can't wait.
Stay tuned. So, you know, as we kind of dig deeper into these snippets from this intro,
yeah,
one thing that struck me is just how bold some of the claims are.
Right.
To say that cholesterol is a myth,
yeah,
it's a pretty big statement.
It definitely gets your attention.
It does.
And they don't just make vague assertion. They actually use some pretty powerful quotes from these experts to back up their points.
They do.
Like, for instance, one cardiologist is quoted as saying,
okay,
statins are dangerous drugs.
Wow.
And goes on to suggest that low cholesterol can actually be detrimental to brain function.
Hmm, interesting. And it's important to note, this isn't just one lone voice crying in the wilderness.
Yeah.
They've included quotes from several different researchers and doctors,
uh-huh,
all of whom seem to be questioning this long-held belief that high cholesterol directly causes heart disease,
right,
which they call the cholesterol hypothesis.
Okay.
And they present evidence suggesting it's not as solid as we've been led to believe.
So if high cholesterol isn't the main driver of heart disease, what are they suggesting is the real culprit?
Right.
Like, what are these experts pointing to?
Well, that's where things get really interesting and where the book promises to dive deep, but just from these little teasers.
Uh-huh.
In the introduction, we get a glimpse of some alternative theories. One expert mentions inflammation as a key driver of heart disease.
Inflammation.
Another suggests that a deficiency in vitamin C,
okay,
could be weakening artery walls.
Interesting.
There's even a mention of the role of sugar and refined carbohydrates in all of this.
It's fascinating how they're presenting like a completely different perspective on heart health.
Yeah.
Instead of just trying to lower cholesterol, they seem to be advocating for a more holistic approach.
Right.
Understanding and addressing like the root causes.
Yeah.
Rather than just managing symptoms.
Exactly. It's like shifting from a fight the enemy mentality to one of supporting and nourishing the body's natural systems.
But what about the role of the pharmaceutical industry in all of this?
Right.
They seem to imply that big pharma might have a vested interest in perpetuating this cholesterol myth.
It's a sensitive topic, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's important to clarify that they're not accusing anyone of malicious intent.
Right.
Or conspiracy. They're simply pointing out that the development and sale of cholesterol-lowering drugs is a massive industry with huge financial implications.
For sure.
And they raise the question,
yeah,
could these financial incentives be influencing research and medical practices?
Mm.
Perhaps even skewing the focus away from other potential causes and treatments.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
Are we looking at the whole picture, or are we being steered in a particular direction because of these financial interests?
It's about encouraging critical thinking and asking the tough questions.
Right.
They go on to highlight researchers who claim that the efficacy of statins,
okay,
a common type of cholesterol-lowering drug,
right,
has been exaggerated.
Huh.
And their side effects often downplayed.
Oh, wow.
They even suggest that the pharmaceutical industry might be influencing official guidelines and recommendations.
Really?
For cholesterol levels.
So if we can't necessarily rely on cholesterol levels as like the sole indicator,
right,
of heart health, what should we be focusing on?
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
That's where the book's message of empowerment comes in.
Okay.
They emphasize that you have the power to take control of your own heart health through lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
And they don't just offer vague platitudes like,
hey,
eat healthy and exercise.
Yeah. Right, Give us the goods.
Okay.
What are some specific strategies they suggest in these snippets?
Well, based on what we see here,
yeah,
they touch on the importance of omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay.
Vitamin K2.
Uh-huh.
And even the potential benefits of certain supplements.
Okay.
But one quote that really stood out to me,
yeah,
was about the role of stress in heart health.
Stress.
Yeah.
I know chronic stress isn't good for overall health.
Right.
But how does it specifically relate to heart health?
they suggest that chronic stress can actually damage your blood vessels.
Wow.
And contribute to the development of heart disease.
Interesting.
And they go on to explore techniques for stress management, like meditation, mindfulness,
and spending time in nature.
So it's interesting how they're connecting the dots between our mental and emotional well-being and our physical health.
Exactly.
It's not just about what we eat, but also how we think, how we manage stress, how we connect with ourselves and the world around us.
Exactly. It's a much broader, more holistic perspective on heart health.
Yeah.
Recognizing that all these aspects of our lives are interconnected.
Right.
They're advocating for a lifestyle that supports overall well-being.
Okay.
Rather than just focusing on one isolated factor.
It sounds like a real paradigm shift.
It is.
In how we view heart health, a move away from fear and toward empowerment.
Absolutely. And it's a call to action.
Right.
Encouraging you to question conventional wisdom. To be an active participant in your own health journey.
Yeah.
And to seek out information from diverse sources.
And that's what we try to do here on The Deep Dive.
That's right.
Give you the tools and information to make informed decisions about your health and well-being.
Absolutely.
I don't have all the answers.
Right.
But we can help you ask the right questions.
And speaking of asking questions, this introduction leaves us with a pretty thought-provoking one.
What's that?
If cholesterol is truly a myth...
Okay.
If it's not the villain we've been led to believe it is,
right,
then what does that mean for all the people who have been taking cholesterol-lowering drugs for years?
Yeah.
What are the long-term implications of suppressing something that might actually be beneficial?
That's a heavy question.
It is.
It really makes you wonder if there's a lot more to this story than we've been told.
And that's what makes this book so compelling.
Yeah.
It challenges our assumptions, opens up a Pandora's box of questions, and invites us to participate in a larger conversation about health, science, and the choices we make.
Well, it's clear we've only just begun to unravel this complex topic. In our next episode, we'll delve deeper into the research and evidence presented in The Cholesterol Myth.
Yes.
We'll explore their arguments in more detail, examine the science behind their claims.
For sure.
And see what alternative approaches to heart health they propose.
Right.
Stay tuned. You know, it's amazing how we've been, like, conditioned to just fear cholesterol.
Yeah.
Like, it's become this, like, universal symbol
of
everything unhealthy.
It really has.
Yeah.
And, you know, that fear has driven so many decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Both on an individual level with, you know, people drastically changing their diets.
Right.
And then on a public health level with policies and recommendations.
For sure.
But what if that fear
is
based on a shaky foundation?
It's unsettling to consider.
It is.
But the cholesterol myth, at least in this introduction, seems to be suggesting that maybe we need to reframe how we think about this whole thing.
Exactly. It's about shifting the conversation away from cholesterol as this, like, isolated evil molecule. Yeah.
And moving towards a more holistic understanding of heart health.
Okay.
One of the big ideas they emphasize is the body's incredible ability to heal itself.
So are they saying that instead of just trying to lower cholesterol, we should be supporting the body's natural healing processes?
That seems to be the gist, yes.
Okay.
And they offer some clues as to how we can do that.
Okay.
For instance, there's a quote in the introduction
where
an expert talks about how certain nutrients like vitamin C can actually help repair damage to our artery walls.
Really?
And you might be surprised to learn that vitamin C plays a role in producing collagen, which is essential for maintaining the strength and integrity of those blood vessels.
So maybe cholesterol is actually part of that repair process, not the cause of the damage.
That's one of the possibilities they explore.
Interesting.
It ties into the idea that cholesterol might actually have a protective function.
Okay.
Not just be something to fear and eliminate.
It's a lot to take in.
Especially when it goes against everything we've been taught.
Right.
But it's also really exciting to think about these alternative perspectives.
I agree. It can feel like a real mind shift.
Yeah.
But that's what makes this book so compelling.
For sure.
It's pushing us to question our assumptions, to dig a little deeper, and to be open to new information.
And, you know, we want to encourage you, our listeners, to do the same.
Absolutely.
Don't just take our word for it or even the book's word for it.
Right.
Do your own research.
Exactly.
Talk to your healthcare provider.
Yes.
And make informed decisions that feel right for you.
That's such an important point.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to tell you what to think.
Right.
But rather how to think critically.
Exactly. And we hope this deep dive into just the introduction of the cholesterol myth has sparked your curiosity.
For sure.
And perhaps even inspired you to take a more active role in your own well-being.
Absolutely.
Remember, knowledge is power.
It is.
And when it comes to your health, that power lies within you.
That's right.
So stay curious, keep asking questions, and don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And we'll be back next time on The Deep Dive with a whole new topic.
See you then.